Hello everyone, hope you're doing well. Today I'm going to talk about I'm going to give my opinion about how to break the language learning plateau, your language learning plateau that you're facing. Okay. So please, after this, I want you to record your voice and share your opinion. I'd be very glad to hear, to know your opinion. So, how to really break your language learning plateau? First of all, I can feel that I'm facing a plateau in my learning process right now. Where I can, my process is getting slower and slower, and that's why I want to talk about this, and I want you to help me to overcome this obstacle. So, first of all, what is a plateau? Okay, and mostly in skills, learning a skill, this is a stopping point. Not stopping, but where a point that your progress gets slower compared to past, compared to when you were a complete beginner. Your progress gets you know, it's not, you feel that you're not progressing, you're not improving that much. And it can be frustrating because up to that point, when from the very beginning to that point, you hit a plateau, you've been learning very fast because you know that when you... beginner, complete beginner, everything you learn is something new and you can feel it like a jump, right? Some people compare it to climbing a cliff. When you climb, when you're climbing a cliff, right? Very tall, you know, mountain, you're struggling, right? Just like when you are a beginner and you're learning English, you're struggling to improve, but you can literally taste that improvement that you're making. It's hard, but you are improving, right? So, after that, when you hit the plateau in language learning, you feel that you're not progressing anymore, like you when, like when you were a beginner and you were trying to improve. And as I said, it can be frustrating, and that's why it's a challenge for most of English learners. And well, now let's talk about how can we break that, okay? How can we get through it? I think there are maybe 3 to 4 or 4 ways, best ways to really break it and get through it. Number one, okay, the first idea is that we should know that this is normal, okay? This is absolutely normal because you are a beginner and everything feels new to you, and after that, as you get more advanced, it's normal because you have learned most of basic stuff and maybe more advanced stuff, and you could barely encounter words and phrases that are new to you because you have learned a lot of them, right? First of all, we should know that that's normal. So, I think number one is to really for 2 or 3 or 4 months, really push yourself hard, okay? Push yourself, listen a lot, listen to 5 or even if you can do it more, listen to 6 hours listening to English if you can, or even more. That would be for 3 months, and if you can for 4 months, that would really help you to break that plateau, right? And but not for always, okay? Not for for the rest of your life, because you cannot just listen to English for maybe 8 hours a day for 20 years, right? I cannot do that. Maybe for 2 months I can, but not for very long. So that's number one. Make a great commitment for 3 months and push yourself really hard for 2 or 3 months to improve. That's one way to break that plateau. Number two is my favorite one, reading. Reading is absolutely fantastic, okay? I think I've heard this, and I agree with the idea that reading is the fastest way to learn a language, okay? As long as you have the basic competence to read, the ability to read. If you cannot read, if you cannot read at all, so that's not going to help you. But if you can read simple books, very simple books, that's where I think you gotta jump in and do a lot of reading. So the second way to break the plateau is reading, I think. Reading really helps, and I haven't read a lot of books, unfortunately, but even those few books that I've read, I can feel it. They have improved my English a lot. When I read, I have the ability, the basic ability to communicate, to remember the word, because I think I'm a visual learner a bit, and when I see the words, it helps me to remember them better. And to learn the written grammar, written words, of course, and to learn how to write, of course. There are a lot of benefits to that, to reading. So number two would be really reading. So number one, making a very great commitment and pushing yourself for 2 or 3 months. Number two, reading. Number three, what would be number three, do you think? Number three, I think these two ways would be the best ways to break that plateau. And for the psychological part, you should be patient, right? You should have patience when you hit that plateau. I think maybe many English learners quit learning English because they think that they are not improving. And another idea is that you are, in fact, when you are hitting that plateau, you are improving, but you feel that you're not improving. You think that you're not improving. In fact, you're going backwards. That's how it seems to you. But in the reality, you are improving, but not as much as when you were a beginner. So have patience, be patient. That's number one. And number two, I think, focus on the ideas. That's what I'm doing right now to overcome this plateau. Focus on the ideas. Don't focus on grammar and words. A lot of people focus on, which level I'm at and these kind of things. They're worried about their level and their how many words they know, how many grammar they know, tenses they know, right? I think that also, that doesn't help. In fact, it frustrates you. Makes you, be worried about and worry about these kind of really unimportant things. So focus on the meaning, I think. Be patient and focus on the meaning, right? Interesting books. What is interesting to you? Not really, for example, reading a grammar book and trying to learn grammar, more advanced grammar stuff. Focusing on the meaning. That's, I think, the most important thing when it comes to how to enjoy your language learning. Focusing on the meaning. So find interesting books, interesting topics, ideas, interesting podcast, right? Because that's ultimately, that's the most natural way to learn a language. Think of yourself when you were a child. You didn't even know what language is, right? You just communicate, you would communicate with other people, you would learn, you would listen, you would watch movies. After you went to school, you would read books, although they were useless, but, you know, they were books. And you were reading those books, and you wouldn't focus on the language, right? I think you even didn't know what language is in that time. So you would focus on the meaning. And that, I think, is a great advantage that children have. They don't focus on the linguistic parts. They focus on the meaning, the ideas. And because ultimately that's why languages exist, right? That's exactly why languages exist. So I would say, yeah, be patient, focus on the meaning, on the ideas, not on the grammar and the language itself. In fact, the more you focus on the meaning, the more you ignore the grammar stuff, the faster you learn, I think. So that's what I think, guys. Let me know what you think, how to break the plateau that we're facing in language learning. And thank you. Goodbye.